Lakes. What else? Rivers.
You spoke about the irrigation they use out there toward Denver. Is that what you said? What is the what in the irrigation place? What does the water run in? Don't they have to pump it in or something?
Oh, dams. They have dams out there.
They have ditches or canals, ain't
they? Yeah, canals. Some places are canals, but out there they have big dams. Oh, those water. Water going over the dam is something.
It's like a big what? Does it drop a long way? Does the water go? A lot of water goes a long way?
It would go down deep.
Makes a what? A pretty water.
I'll tell you in a minute. Not spray.
Water.
Fountain, not a fountain. Would you? Was that the word you wanted? A fountain? It's something else.
A waterfall.
Waterfall. Overfall. Water goes over a waterfall.
Is that what you call it?
Waterfall.
You spoke of a of a canal a minute ago. Is that big enough for a boat?
I saw one down in Beaumont that wasn't. They raise rice down in there, and they have little canals, but it wasn't big enough for a boat. And I had never seen, because no rice grow around here, I'd never seen any grown before, but down to Beaumont, they do grow it.
So, you call that, so the canal doesn't
they
have
call
to
it
do
a little, canal. They call them little canals.
So they don't have to be big enough for a boat.
Mm-mm. Just little canals. That's what they call them. Now, it might not be the right name for it.
Well, if they were big enough for a barge or something to flood, would you still call them a canal?
I think they do have canals that barges can go down.
Well, down at the ocean, you know, sometimes there's a little inlet there, you know, a little narrow arm, a little of the ocean where the water comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It flows in and out with the tide. What do you call something like that?
Beach? On the beach?
It might be a little place where the water flows in and out, you know. Like the beach might be broken there by a little... Would you call it an inlet or a bay or anything like that?
There are some bays. They do have some. There are some bays.
What is a bay?
It's a larger I think a bay is a larger branch of water than this little canal, I believe.
Well,
I'm not too sure.
Is the canal man-made?
Yeah, these canals that I saw were.
Is the bay man-made?
They make them for this, I guess they were because they, to grow this rice, it didn't seem to be any wider than this.
That's a canal.
Looking at those were that I saw to keep this rice wet.
Sometimes a branch, the land will drop way off down into the branch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this? Like a place maybe 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep with a branch running in the bottom of it. Would you call that? Would that be a gully or
well, yes, I have heard people to say gullies. There's a gully back over here behind, just this side of Piggy Wiggers.
Now, what is
gully.
That?
It's about that gully is about as wide, a little wider than from where you're sitting to the door, and winds and comes on out here behind my house or behind this.
So it's
here.
A big thing. What causes that? Does it have water
running
in it?
Yes, water runs in it. I imagine the land.
Is it a rope?
Erosion. Erosion.
Causes that. Well, what about that place where the creek runs? Would you call that a... Have you ever heard of a ravine or anything like that? Or...
Yes, I have heard of a ravine, but I'm not too clear on that. Because